This is Taking Care in Business, a podcast that dives into the topic of corporate social responsibility from many different perspectives. Host Kathy Pedrotti-Hayes is an expert in CSR and philanthropic giving, and her co-host, Vicki Bolson, is the founder and CEO of Bolson Group, a unified marketing company that was also the first B Corp certified company in Indiana. Kathy and Vicki became friends and equally passionate about CSR when they first worked together several years ago. Join them as they talk about why it is always worthwhile to take care in business.
Hi there, and welcome to Taking Care in Business. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Vicki.
Today's guest is Heather Hall. Heather is the former Vice President of Community Outreach at Sun King Brewery. Sun King, as you might know, is an Indianapolis-based craft brewery with a focus on continually creating traditional, seasonal, and unique specialty beer.
And I just love Heather. I've known her for several years now, and she left Sun King for a new role, which she can tell us about today. So we're excited about that. And the other thing I love about Heather is her perspective of being a former teacher and how that, like how you segued from that to the Sun King position and then now on to your new role.
Right. Yeah. And Sun King is everywhere in part due to you. And so we're excited to hear about your new opportunities as well. But I just love talking with you because you have such a unique perspective about how to leverage, how to make the most out of what you have. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
Mm-hmm. So welcome, Heather.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. We're psyched you're here, too. You look like olive oil today.
I do look like olive oil today.
She has a red scarf tied around her head and her hair in a bun and a cute little blue button-down shirt on, short sleeves.
Just channeling my inner olive oil.
Well, that's great. So, Heather, can you talk a little bit about how you got interested in CSR?
I became very interested in CSR when I realized that meaningful marketing is so much more than a billboard or a radio ad or anything like that. It's something that people feel, something people connect with. And realizing that you don't have to spend a fortune to connect with people, and then you get the byproduct of doing good at the same time.
Listeners, did you hear that? Could you repeat that? You don't have to
spend a fortune doing marketing.
That's right. Okay. Excellent.
When I first started with Sun King and developing their program, I had a zero dollar budget. And so it was being really creative about looking around, looking at our assets, looking at the skill sets that were at the table, and then finding organizations that we could pair with and enhance what they have and maybe fill in some gaps of what they need, and becoming partners and kind of growing the name that way.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, they've done so many things. There's so many that we could talk about. Do you have one favorite connection that you made?
One favorite connection. It's a unique partnership, and it did more for us. It might not have been very public marketing, but it definitely did marketing for us within the corporate culture in Indianapolis. We partnered with a school and helped put in a food pantry that was funded by the Junior League. But our delivery drivers, the problem was the food pantry was in the basement, mm-hmm. and they would deliver, gleaners would deliver 2 or 3 pallets of food. And so our delivery drivers would actually show up and get the food down the stairs, okay. because they were used to moving heavy things up and down stairs. And I just felt like that was a really interesting way for us to bring value to that school.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that you say, as we've had conversations through the years, that I just love was really the philosophy about how when an organization would approach you, what was your standard response to ask for help?
I would want to know about them,
yeah.
and I would want to hear about their needs, their interests, their goals, who they serve. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the largest mistakes that people make when, and it's so well-intentioned, when looking for a partner in nonprofits is to go and tell them or say that, oh, I have X. I'm going to give this to you. So much additional work is made in those nonprofits because they don't want to say no. Mm-hmm. And so they have to kind of reinvent themselves almost for every major donor. And I believe going in and really listening I believe in leading with listening at all times. That's the teacher in me. But really listening and really collaborating. Conversations create collaboration. If it's a one direction, it's not going to be able to develop and grow and change over time. You know, it's kind of a one and done thing.
Mm-hmm. I think what you were trying to get out of her is her yes, but philosophy.
Oh, I apologize.
No,
that's
okay.
It's okay.
That's good.
We'd love that. And I think I've started kind of thinking that way. You know, when people call and they say, hey, will you sponsor our table for the fifth year?
Yes,
but and try to find another way to partner together so that there's more shared value.
And it's always, we use the phrase, and I use it in my new position, so that other people know you're coming to the table very positively, mm-hmm. but you need more information or you need more time or, you know, you can still kind of direct the conversation still from that place, but you have already presented that you're very interested in what they have to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love, and I kind of was joking a little bit ago, but the fact that it's not resource intensive to say yes. And so saying yes doesn't necessarily mean that whatever the yes is that you're offering is resource intensive. And I think that is something that companies really don't stop to consider a whole lot. When they're thinking about CSR, it's like, oh, is this just another thing that's going to cost me a lot of money? And in fact, oftentimes doesn't cost a whole lot at all.
Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, I found that it helps you refine to not focus on a fiscal investment, but to focus rather on an asset mm-hmm. investment. It helps you define what your assets are. It makes you really understand, where you've invested your money within your company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it helps you understand, you know, some of the things you value in your company because you take care of your assets
Absolutely.
More than you do, mm-hmm. you know. And so I feel it's actually a great process to go through to creatively try to create CSR.
So you left teaching to go to work at Sun King and you grew it to, was it about 6 people when you left?
There were 4 people in the department itself.
In the department, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we had access to an art department and a traditional social media marketing department.
Which is just such an investment. So I would say Sun King did that by design, not by default.
Yes. They very much were focused at the very beginning, before they even discussed Dave and Clay, the owners and founders, before they even discussed one type of beer, they discussed how they wanted to imprint on the community.
So tell us about the segue to your new job.
Oh, I am currently with a brand, a company called Silca. It is originally an Italian company. It's over 100 years old. Well, actually, it's 100 this year. So it's a big year.
Yeah.
It was purchased a couple years ago from the patriarch in Italy by a man named Josh Portner. The brand was dying. It is specifically known for bicycle pumps that have been used, for a century now. He purchased it, he brought it here to Indianapolis, and we've just moved into a new manufacturing and office facility in the 800 block of Capitol, doing their culture and relationship development.
So what are the goals and objectives with that job?
The goals and objectives, first of all, I forgot to say it before, but yes, but creating that feeling mm-hmm. in the workplace that we are open and thoughtful. Also working on the mission and vision statement so that they truly reflect where we want to go. Mm-hmm. In addition, working on different hiring tactics and different hiring planning so that we can use what Indianapolis has to offer to the fullest. Employ Indy just released their 5-year strategic plan, which is phenomenal, and I'm very excited to be able to partner with them and some other organizations to bring the best that Indy has to offer, but might not be the most obvious mm-hmm. into our company, into our family, into this really growing business.
That's great. Yeah, so interesting. So sounds like a lot of workforce development initiatives.
Initially, yes. Mm-hmm. We also have a couple other organizations that we're going to be partnering with this year and developing and kind of pushing, hopefully, on a much more national stage and scale to help them. They are fabulous brands. I can't tell who they are right now, but they are fabulous nonprofits, and we hope to expose them even more on a national level.
So if you had to talk to a company and say, hey, you're trying to do this CSR, what are some tips you would give to them? Kind of from different vantage points now, right?
Yeah, a couple different vantage points. I would first say you need to know yourself. You need to know what really matters to you. And that is assessing what your assets are, what your employees value. If you want buy-in, if you want people to really approach this as a community, you need to be thinking about what the community values. When I say your community, your employees and you. That would be the first thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing would be to listen. It's a lot of listening. Listening to other business owners and how they make CSR work for them. Listening to their employees. Listening to the organizations you want to work with. Listening to your community and what it really needs. And figuring out where what you have and what they need overlap.
Mm-hmm. Heather has such a unique perspective, really, from some of the other guests that we've talked about. You know, they, whether it's an environmental mission-minded company or it's a company that has just this fantastic workplace culture and a lot of, you know, transparency with their clients and their community and their staff. But you are really all about the partnerships.
I have a lot of experience in the mm-hmm. partnerships. I was very lucky to be able to create over 300 at Sun King, each very special to me. I'm really excited in the new role that I get to add on creating company culture. I think that is a wonderful challenge, and we're at the place where it's jumping off. There's 11 of us, and it's mm-hmm. growing. And so really making sure, and this is, I guess, another thing I would say to business owners, early. You need to identify who you are, your values, and start directing the culture early. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be trying to switch gears or, you know, define after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recently read something. I don't know if it was an article in the New York Times or what, but it talked about how you really need to hire people for your culture more so than their skill set.
Yeah.
You know, and it really makes sense when you think mm-hmm. about it, because you can train people as long as they have the same sort of desires that you have and they fit in, you mm-hmm. know, they believe in what you're doing and how you're doing it.
A really good example of that is Netflix will actually pay people to leave
if
they get in and don't fit.
Several companies, I think, do that. They put them through the training mm-hmm. and they tell them. And in fact, I know that Defenders here in town does
really?
That.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful. We have a lot of conversations about, and everyone's very afraid of the word fire. Mm-hmm. But I also can see it as a very mutualistic, you need to find a better place where you fit, mm-hmm. you know, and we need to find someone who fits here. It's not always a negative thing. Mm-hmm. It's just an acknowledging a certain situation and moving in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. We have time for one more question, Kathy. If you want to ask one more, you look like you're chomping at the bit.
I am. So this might be a little, I know you're new into this position, but I'm curious about just that cultural shift, because it's a 100-year-old company mm-hmm. that was purchased, right? And so how do the values of the company from the old country, right, mm-hmm. from Italy kind of translate in, or how are you guys addressing those?
We are addressing that by holding on to, kind of looking at what that meant and defining what it meant. And it meant things like quality and craftsmanship mm-hmm. and pride. Mm-hmm. And so we're taking that and we're cognitively meshing in technology and precision and today's needs. And so, but it's really about performance, precision, and things like that, and always going back to those words, and those words are timeless.
Mm-hmm. Well, Heather, it's been great talking to you again. If somebody wants to find you and talk to you about your new position or just
anything,
ask you personally a question, where can they find you?
They can find me. Email me. It's Heather at Silca. It's SILCA.CC.
Okay. And what about social media?
Social media, I'm at High Hall on Instagram, and that's where I am right now.
Okay.
I'm living the visual life.
I love Instagram, too. You can find me there at V. Bolson.
Right. Or if you have questions or comments or anything about the podcast, Taking Care in Business, you can visit our website, which is takingcareinbusiness.com. And again, that's takingcareinbusiness.com. Or you can visit us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Taking Care in Biz, B-I-Z.
Or did you tell them that they could email us at info at
you can tell them.
Okay, I will tell you that. You can email us as well at info@takingcareinbusiness.com.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Let's give a big thank you to Matthew Sosi, our podcast engineer. You can visit the Taking Care in Business website at takingcareinbusiness.com.
Or just visit us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Taking Care in Biz. That's Taking Care in B-I-Z. If you have questions or comments, you can email us at any time at info@takingcareinbusiness.com.
Thank you for joining us today, and until next time, take care in business.